You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Martinez again finds a space. Another touchdown and a bow from Martinez.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
That's our guy, Adrian Martinez. Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday, presented, of course, by BetMGM. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Lightning Bets, favorite plays for tonight. I know we're all just raring to go. We can't wait to bet on this Giants and Cowboys Monday Night Football game. We'll give our favorite plays for that coming up. Let's talk some college football here to start off. Adrian Martinez and Kansas State, they go and beat Oklahoma. They were 11-1 in the Big 12. They're now plus 375 to win it. That was Paul's team. Kansas State, Paul was on early, that maybe they were the team in a Big 12 that we couldn't handicap. Right? We were saying this is the weird conference. Something wacky could happen. And right now, it might be Kansas State that is the one to watch out for. That was a big win by them to go beat Oklahoma. And how about Adrian Martinez? One of the first things we joked about on the show was how Adrian Martinez, now we were wrong that it was a different Martinez, but that he was in college football forever. And here he is leading a team on the road in Norman 41-34. That was the big one. That was the big upset of week number four in college football.
So the of the three games that we put into our dog parlay, ATS, we were perfect 3-0. In those
Florida
and
covered.
And we were live on all of the outrights on all of them. Washington State should have beaten Oregon. I mean, the Ducks were lucky to get a win there, but it ended up being a strong cover at home. 6.5, I think the number closed at for Washington State. Should have won that game. I thought it was in the bag pretty early. The Florida Tennessee one was fun. That was a lot of fun to watch. But you know, the Gators, they were just getting way too many points at 10.5, and they had an opportunity there at the very end. It would have had been some sort of a miraculous finish, but yeah, that was certainly intriguing. You know what else jumped out is Michigan falling behind to Maryland early on Saturday. It's like they needed a flurry of points in the end just to take care of business.
How about Hendon Hooker? You mentioned the fun of that Tennessee game. He had over 100 yards rushing, only had 6 incompletions on the day. Tennessee games are all fun, and they're all overs. They play at a frenetic pace. They kind of remind me of Oregon back in the day. Like, high scoring. They run to the ball. They snap it again. A lot of possessions on both sides. Hendon Hooker, at one book, is down to 16-1 for the Heisman Trophy. He was a 50 or 60 before the year. A guest we had on the show told us about him and Tennessee. We were trying to find that other team in the SEC. They're rolling right now. It's Stroud, Young, Williams, and then Hendon Hooker. So he's certainly one to keep an eye on. By the way, Adrian Martinez, our guy, Aaron, 40-1 right now, one book to win the Heisman Trophy.
Get out of here.
40-1.
No.
What do you have? 4 touchdowns?
He was good.
He was impressive. I like it.
The Hooker number.
Better than Penix?
He jumped him. Odds.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought about placing a bet on Hooker before the Saturday game at 40. I don't know that I regret it, because in the end, is Tennessee going to be in the playoff? They could. Here we go. You're going to LSU this weekend. Then home to Bama. Left on the schedule, they still have Kentucky at home and at Georgia. That's why I just, you know, Bama and Georgia, I was like, God, they're going to have a really good year, but is it possible for them to make the playoff? They've got to at least split those. That's the worst. For him to win the Heisman, they've got to split the Bama-Georgia games.
You said their next game is this week at LSU, or they have a bye?
At LSU. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that is a bye. Yeah, I just looked at the next game.
Then LSU.
Yeah.
Is that a potential letdown spot? Coming off a huge win, bye week, then the big games come up?
You think they I don't think so.
Okay.
I think with the bye, that helps that. That alleviates that.
Probably does. It probably does. Yeah, this week would worry me more if it was this week.
All right.
What about NC State at Clemson this week? Clemson needed, what, a couple overtimes and just barely won that game over Wake Forest. That was interesting. I mean, if Clemson's defense can, you know, keep playing like it did, they could be getting better and better. But aren't we an NC State show?
We are. This is a big week for us. This is a big week for the Wolfpack. We need this. This is our season.
Plus, yeah.
Bama at Arkansas. This is a big one this week.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers inside of 17. When we think about that one. Bama on the road here.
Are we back to trusting Bama after the Texas debacle a couple weeks ago? Where are we on them?
I mean, I think a lot of people, that'll be the first thought. And they'll be like, well, I don't want to lay a big number with Bama against a really good team. And they're on the road in the SEC. Arkansas might be for real. I think a lot of people are going to think that. But I would say Bama. How many
I think someone needs a Razorback tattoo bet.
How many times are we going to get Alabama inside of 17?
When
I was on last time I was on Ian's show, whatever game we were talking about, I was trying to get him. He had a strong opinion that the Ravens are going to be terrible this year, and maybe he'll be right. I was like, well, what about a tattoo bet?
I love it.
It's like, I want you to die with 60 tattoos.
Different mascots of bets you've lost.
Yes, over the years. Oh, well, 50 years ago, I was on the wrong side of that one.
I was on a radio show and I made a dumb bet.
I got a tattoo every year. I lose a dumb bet.
I'm on.
Wow. Someone does have a Razorback tattoo on their head. I actually just Googled it. That's a big one, too.
People are strange.
It's going to be tough getting a job, right? You go for an interview. What is that? It's a Razorback.
You can
tattoo.
Grow your hair. Oh, what if they're bald?
True.
Like where on the head? On the top of the dome?
It's like right on the side.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, but down there, like you get the job because you have a Razorback tattoo, right?
Actually helps you in the interview.
Probably.
What loss you get that for? And then you bond over that. I could see that. That might work. Yeah. I think
sneaky
we're live
good
this
game.
Week. We're live this week with NC State, by the way. I think NC State can hang with Clemson or beat them. Ole Miss and what? All what right. game you want to talk about?
Kentucky. Sneaky good game. And all of a sudden, look how good these teams are. Ole Miss 6.5. They're home favorites. 4-0 against 4-0. We talked about Ole Miss before the season started on their win total.
We did.
I want to say it was 7.5, something like that.
Do we like USC more now because they won a tough, tight game on the road where they had to come back, score at the end, make the interception to seal it? Or do we say, they only scored 17?
I mean, look, aren't you just automatically fading Arizona State no matter what?
Yeah, of course. Of course we are.
But the Beavers, I think it's more impressive that the Beavers were able to stay around in that game, 17-14. They're at Utah. That's intriguing. Oregon State plus 10.5.
Is this the look ahead for both teams? Is next week USC Utah? I think we're getting close to that game, but it's somewhere in October.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, October 1st. No. Is it?
October 8th? I know it's an October game. They play each other.
Yeah, because Oregon State is at Utah October 1st, so it's probably October 8th.
Okay. So we're getting close to that game.
The Beavers could be for real. Only one loss, and that was to SC by 3 points.
I've got an interesting look about a team we've talked about recently. Kansas is catching 3 or 3.5, depending on where you look, at home against a just absolutely inept on offense Iowa State team.
Oh, I like that.
Kansas,
Iowa State at all.
They can't. I mean, they do have a really good defense. Top 10 defense in yards per play, Iowa State. Kansas, though, 11th in yards per play on offense. Kansas defense, not that great, but Iowa State, like you said, I mean, they're five yards per play on offense and 3.9 yards per play on the road. So
I will say, you're going to be on the public dog in that one, right?
That's fine. Is Kansas the hot team now?
I'm just saying. I wonder if that number is going to stay there. So if you want to jump on it early. It looks like nobody's betting Iowa State, but it's so early. Who's making these plays?
I just don't know why you bet. I like that number. I guess last week I saw the Baylor number that they were underdogs against Iowa State, and I was like, why? So I stayed away, and this week I'm not going to do that because I just think Iowa State stinks.
Why did the number go up on this throughout the market? It was 3 everywhere, then it went to 3.5, some spots 4 for a moment. Now, for the most part, we're 3.5.
I don't know. To get off the total that also key feels number. High in the game. 57.5 with these two teams?
To get off that key number 3, I thought it's something. Interesting.
I also
it wasn't a great slate of games over the weekend. Like I'm waiting for these games to get better and better. It feels like every week. For the last couple of weeks. I know it'll be better this week, but this past weekend wasn't great.
Let me throw this at you guys. Is there any value? Because there's a gigantic gap in title odds. Like, is there any value to make the playoff odds? So, but there's got to be something. It's 3 teams, right? We're looking for the 4th. We're looking for the 4th.
I think Georgia, we found the 4th. I think USA? It's over, man. That's what sucks. Yeah. No?
You might be right. Is and that's that it that stinks if it's true. It's just like we could bet game to game and win some money on these different teams here, but if USC is as good as they've looked, you're right, it is over. There's 4 teams.
Which is why they had to do this. It is September and we're saying the playoff is over. That's a problem in your sport. A lot of teams haven't played more than one conference game and we're saying it's over. So, yeah. And then it just comes down to the week betting.
What happens if Utah beats USC? Is it then automatically Utah?
Well, right. I'm just saying at the moment, look, USC, I can say it's over, but a flip one game and it's not. But don't we also expect USC to get better as the season moves along?
You would think.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't play anyone until they did, and then they almost lost. And now, you know, they got another tough game looming against Utah. So, yeah, they could keep getting better. But
so if USC loses to Utah and North Carolina State beats Clemson, who is the 4th playoff team?
Who's going to be 12?
Then we could find some value. I mean, look, who's the highest – where do you find the first Big 12 team?
Oklahoma State is 100-1.
There you go.
To make
the playoff. They were right on the cusp last year.
That's to win the whole thing or to make the playoff?
Make nope, you're right. Yeah, I can't finally make the playoff. This is Nash. Okay. So that's my bad. Hand up. It's Monday. Still reeling from yesterday.
Yeah.
And San Francisco.
We had a great week though. Our calls were dead on.
We had a good week.
We couldn't finish off. Yeah. We couldn't finish off the 5-0 because of San Francisco. And that stings, but you take 4-1 every time. We're 10-5 after 3 weeks. And the other close calls that we were debating, we hit. Chicago, we almost had in. We decided not to put them in the five. That's still covered too. And, we didn't take Jacksonville with all those free points, or looked like free points at the time. That those are the most popular plays in every contest, Jacksonville. And so, if we had to pick seven, I think we would have been pretty good.
And I'm not beat up about the process over San Francisco. We were never getting off of the Niners. Like, they never were locked in there. 1A, 1B, and then everything else. Although I will say, just for me, so I grabbed it at 2.5 when the number first came out. And I'm wondering if, I followed the number all the way to the other side of zero, which, again, I would have bet that game the same way 1,000 times in a row. The exact same way. I'm just wondering if I fell too in love with the original number I got and followed it all the way to the other side.
No. And I'm not saying it was a bad handicap, because we didn't think Jimmy Garoppolo was going to look like that in his first full week of prep. And Nathaniel Hackett stinks. And Russell Wilson is still terrible. He was bad last night.
Yeah,
he's lucky enough to win.
And
his offense was terrible.
And they fumbled. And they got every bounce. The Broncos got every bounce. Every bounce that should have ended that game. And then, of course, the Niners didn't.
You play that game again 10 more times, I think the Niners win 6 or 7 of them. I think it was the right side. And Jimmy G stepped out of the back of the end zone. I mean, that's the difference in the game. This just doesn't happen very often.
When they had one more chance, it felt like it didn't really have a chance the way he was looking.
No faith.
It's like you're just waiting for the pick, waiting, and it happened.
Yeah, they gave it right back. Joe G. Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily. Lightning bets on the other side right here on the BetQL Network.